This is Sergeant Hurley, star number 1583. It's October 28th, 2022 at 0736. This is in regards to case number 220741717. I'm going to attempt to conduct an interview with David DePape. DePape. David? I'm Sergeant Hurley with the San Francisco Police Department. I'm in the Special Investigation Division. How are you doing right now?
I'm good. You want to talk right now?
Yeah, that's okay.
I prefer to nap, but I feel like good.
Okay. You prefer not to talk?
To nap.
To nap, okay.
Yeah.
Do you think you could stay up for a little bit, or?
I'm good. You have some questions?
I do, yeah. David, you spell your last name D-E-P-A-P-E?
Yes.
Okay, first name David, D-A-V-I-D. Do you have any middle name, David?
Wayne.
Wayne, okay. David, what's your date of birth?
January 22nd, 1980. Yes.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you?
I can't remember my phone number. I'll have to guess it. I think it's 479-203-8212.
479-203-8212.
But that's a guess. I can't remember that.
Okay. For sure. And where do you stay?
Honestly, I know how to get there. I don't like go by the address. It's on Shasta Street.
Shasta in Berkeley?
Shasta Street in Richmond. It's along the border of Richmond and El Cerrito.
Shasta Street. Is it an actual house or are you?
It's kind of like a garage on a house.
Okay. Is that something you pay rent or is it like a friend? Okay. So I just want to ask you a few questions, but first I want to read you your rights, okay? You have the right to remain silent, do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Anything you say may be used against you in court.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. You have the right to the presence of an attorney before and during any questioning. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Could you, just for legality reasons,
yes,
could you give me a yes or no? If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed to you free of charge before any questioning if you want. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know why you're in custody, right? Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And so, I kind of wanted to make sure that you're okay, you know, and, you know, why did you, how did you end up there today? I don't feel like talking about it right now. Okay.
I'm not trying to like get away with it, so you know, I know exactly what I did.
Yeah.
And
but is there a reason, like did you feel like the Pelosi's have done something to you?
Well, not me specifically, to the entire American public, honestly.
How so?
The fucking lies coming out of it is just insane. Or specifically, like, of all the people in Washington who are fucking lying on a consistent basis, she has to be, like, the fucking leader of the pack.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't want her to be, right?
But,
you know Watergate, right?
Yes, of course.
It's like, whenever there's a scandal, you like, name it XX Gate, right?
Yeah.
This becomes the defining scandal. And all Watergate was spying on a rival campaign.
Okay.
And it's like, when Trump came into office, what they did went so far beyond spying on it. Campaign. It is just crazy.
You mean like her efforts to smear him, or are you talking about
like Hillary and the DNC?
Right.
And it's like it originates with Hillary, but like Pelosi ran with the lie as much or more than anyone. Like honestly, like day in, day out, the person who was on the TV lying every day, was Pelosi. I mean, Hillary was kind of on the scene because yeah. she doesn't really have a position.
Right.
And it's like, this is one of the, this is like fucking record-breaking crime spree the Democrat Party has been on for the last 4 years. I mean, it's just fucking insane.
When you say crime spree, are you talking about how their laws and what they're doing have affected crime, or that they themselves
they are criminals? Yeah. Like, so not only were they spying on a rival campaign,
right.
they were submitting fake evidence to spy on a rival campaign, covering it up, persecuting the rival campaign.
When you say a rival campaign, you're talking about Trump.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's just like an endless fucking crime spree. It's like they go from one crime to another crime to another crime to another crime. And it's just like the whole fucking 4 years until they were finally able to steal the election. And it just,
yeah,
it's unacceptable.
So like, I guess, what was your intention to go there to make her change her ways? Like,
Well, I was gonna basically hold her hostage and I was gonna talk to her and basically film her while I do.
And hold her hostage and do what?
And talk to her. If she told the truth, I'd let her go scot-free.
Right.
If she fucking lied, that was gonna break me down.
Did you really think that she would, sorry, this thing is so goofy. Did you really think that she would
tell the truth?
Yeah.
No, absolutely fucking right. not. I knew beyond a doubt she
yeah.
would fucking lie.
Right. And so you think it was a poor plan? I mean, do you regret that you did this? You know, I mean.
No, it needed to be done.
Okay, but Paul, you know the person you attacked is
he was not my target. I even told him that.
Yeah.
So.
What was your plan with him? Like, you knew, he already told you she's not home.
I'll tell you.
Right?
So, I basically get there and I see like the best way to get in is probably the lower door. So like
it you
is
say hammer. Lower door.
So there was like a glass
side.
Door.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was all glass. And so like I hit it and like and basically.
How did you get in? Like, did you break it?
It was not easy. That is like special.
Is that how you cut your hand?
Probably actually. Yeah. That shit is not normal glass.
Right.
Holy shit. So I hit it pretty hard. It doesn't. It cracked it enough to leave a mark.
Yeah.
But not enough to like break it.
Right.
And at that point, it's like, well, the mark is going to be seen, and like, they will definitely, like, there's cameras everywhere. You know, like, every second house has a Ring thing on it.
Of course.
And the cops can go seize that for evidence if they need.
Sure.
There's no way I can walk from where I came from to here without being on, like,
a thousand
cameras.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm already busted.
Right.
So it's like.
So then you broke it, but you were able to break it, and then did you just walk in, or did you reach?
So, I broke through and
the window.
I tried to like turn the handle, but of course it's locked. So then I had to break the window even more.
Okay.
And that still wasn't enough. No, that's not where I put my hand.
Okay.
That was with the hammer. And then it's like, I was actually getting pretty winded at that point.
Right.
And I'm like, this isn't gonna work. And so I basically just had to force my water through. And that's probably where I
through the broken window?
Like, you'll see there's like a big thing.
I saw it. I didn't think
body slam my way through it.
And then you were able to get in.
Yeah. But by that point I was like kind of so exhausted I couldn't like get my bed and come with me.
Right.
And I started walking
around. And were you bleeding already at that point?
I didn't feel any pain.
Okay.
Honestly I didn't feel any pain here until like the cops kind of like tackled me.
Yeah.
And so I like started like walking around looking for them and it's like the house is like freaking empty. It's huge and empty. It's like, I'm starting to think like, oh fuck, what if they're not even here?
Right.
And then literally I walked away from the bedroom and I'm actually surprised by him. And he was like surprised by me.
Was
like, he was asleep, like all that noise,
yeah,
he did not hear. And so then he basically wakes up. And we're kind of talking. I don't remember the specifics, but like vaguely, I kind of told him that I'm like looking for Nancy Pelosi, and he's like, she's not here, and she'll be here weekend, and then he's kind of like,
what do you say, a week?
Weekend maybe-ish, okay. I think. Like, she'll be back probably weekend. He wasn't too specific, and he was like, how can we resolve this? And I'm like, I don't know. And like, so he's kind of like asking that a bunch, and I'm like, I don't know exactly how to resolve this, I don't know. And I'm like, so what do you want to do? And I'm like, well, honestly, can I tie you up? I just want to fucking go to sleep. Yeah. And
you asked him to tie, you wanted to tie him up so you could go to sleep.
Yes.
Because you were winded from.
Yes, and I had to carry that fucking heavy backpack all the way here. And so then I like, there's like a bunch of pillows lined up against the wall, stacked.
Is he still in the bed at this point?
At the, yes, so the whole time he's sitting there on the bed. And I throw the hammer down so that it kind of like lands on top of pillows. And I start taking out like the twist ties from my pocket so that I can restrain him so that I don't have to worry about what he's doing.
Right.
And at that point, that's when he kind of starts trying to do things, right? Like they have like an elevator and it might be a safe room or something.
Really? Okay.
It might be a safe room. So like he can go in there to escape and like, can call if there's a camera so he can call the So he tries to drive it there. I go over unarmed and I'm like, don't be doing this.
Yeah.
So we go back into the bedroom. We're talking, I don't remember what we're saying. We go into the bathroom and he grabs the phone and starts dialing 911. And then they get on the phone and it's like.
Oh, so you knew he was calling the police?
Oh, I was standing there right in front of him the whole time. I was there.
Did you try to grab the phone from
him? Not really. And I saw him dialing it and then it's like.
What's going through your head at that moment?
Well, it's like, he's kind of, well, honestly, he's pushing me into a corner, you know? And it's like, so a couple times I kind of like try to thrash him a little bit, like, dude, like, you're, it's like, he's pushing me into a corner, like, where I have to do something. And it's like, so he finally hangs up the phone. And like, I'm not in a position where I can like openly talk to him.
You're in the bathroom right now?
Yes, we're in the bathroom.
Is he trying to get out?
No, he just. Basically, he's got the phone, like anything I do or say is going to be recorded by 9/11. So it's like, and I can't talk to him frankly because, you know, and so like, and then finally he hangs up the phone and I take him into the bedroom and like, he sits down on the bed and I explain to him like, really frankly, I'm like, I can't remember exactly what I said, but it's like, you know, it's like, I plan on doing something, and I have other targets, and I can't be stopped by him. If I have to go through him, I will.
Right. You're trying to tell him that.
Yeah, it's like, you're setting this up in a position where, like, you're going to stop me, and I will not be stopped here.
Okay. But you're telling him that.
Yes, I'm telling him it really frankly. And then he's like, so he tries to, like, mind manipulate. He's like, oh no, the cops, they're not doing anything. And I'm like, I don't know if I said this, but I was definitely thinking it. It's like, dude, I'm not fucking stupid. And they're not fucking stupid either. There's no way they got that fucking phone call and they ain't fucking coming here.
Why didn't you think about leaving just out of curiosity? I mean, you knew they were coming. Why didn't you just leave?
Well, it's like, you know, the founding fathers, it's like, they fought the British. They fought the tyranny. They didn't just fucking surrender to it.
Yeah.
And when I left my house, I left to go fight tyranny. I did not leave to go surrender. And it's like.
But what was your objective going to be? You knew the police were going to come. You weren't able to. Did you get a chance to tie him up? No?
Oh, no. So, like, after that, he's like, he wanted to go downstairs, so I followed him downstairs. And then we're like, he's showing me the, we're like looking at the window in the glass. And, we're talking, I can't remember what we said. And at one point, I reach over and I squeeze his shoulder, like, you know,
like
affectionately, to come, just to comfort. And then, oh, nothing. I mean, I just did it just to comfort him, you know. And then at one point, I'm not 100% sure of the order, but like, there's like the door, and like above it is like this glass thing. I see through it like the flashing lights of a police car.
So you knew they were there.
I knew they were there. And I told them the police are here. And he's all like trying to lie to me. He's all like, no, no, no. And then I'm like, dude, that's fucking bullshit. I saw him. And so then he tries a different tactic. I can't remember what was it. He was like, oh, as long as we don't answer the door, we'll be fine.
He says that.
Yeah. Okay. And the next thing they do, they knock on the door and he runs over to open it. And then so I'm standing there right beside him with a hammer. I think he grabs the hammer so that like I don't hit him in retaliation.
So you're holding a hammer, is this like a regular size hammer?
Regular hammer. Okay. And like the door is open, the cops are standing there seeing this. I think he grabs it, and I think it was like so I don't like hit him in retaliation, and it's like he's basically he thinks that I'll just surrender. And it's like I didn't come there to surrender. And I told him that I will go through him.
Yeah.
And so I basically yank it away from him and hit him.
Is that why you were angry? Because you felt, is that why you hit him? You were angry that you felt like he thought you were just going to submit. And you had already warned him, hey, I'm here for the fight.
Yes, I'm there for the fight.
And that's why you were back. Because up to that point, you hadn't touched him, right? Besides.
Well, yeah, no, I was being... Yeah, I threatened him a couple times a little bit when he was on the phone, but for the most part, it's like, it was pretty amiable overall, except for, you know, that.
Why did you hit him then? Did you feel like...
Oh, I told him that I'm not going to surrender. I'm here for the fight.
Okay.
And it's like, if you stop me, it's like, if you stop me from going after evil, you will take the punishment instead.
At that point, though, how many times do you think you hit him?
I have no clue how many times I hit him.
Do you know where you hit him?
No clue. It went.
You hit him with the hammer.
Yes, it went really quick. Like I yanked it away from him. I swung at him, and the cops like they opened the door, and like he's holding the hammer, and like I had to hold it, and it's like you know it looks
you're
bad.
You're both holding it.
And the cops are like surprised. They're like they don't know what they're doing. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
And then I yank the hammer away from him, I jump into action, they jump into action, they're like on top of me instantly. They like...
But you had already been able to hit him several times, right?
Yeah, yes. I have no clue how many times, but I definitely heard it. Whatever.
Did you maybe use like all your force, or were you just tapping like warning? Or
no, it was not a tap, it was full force.
Full force.
Yeah.
And